It's been one of those nights we've been just ad-libbing, you know, with the fathers in. What can you just say about the gutsy effort from your players, not to be distracted with the dads here, and then give them a performance like that, a lot of milestones tonight?
Yeah, you know, I always feel like when the fathers are here, you get a great effort. You know, they'll disappoint the coach out of time, but they won't disappoint the father. So, you know, if it was possible, I'd have them hang around most of the year.
Well, Coach, congratulations again. Just milestones across the board. And let's just play off of the graphic we were just showing as you move into sole possession of fourth on the all-time wins list. Just do you think about any of that throughout your career? I mean, what does that mean?
I was just talking about it. It means you've been around a long time. Kate mentioned that it means, man, that must be a lot of stress. And, you know, I think that I've had a lot of good teams, a lot of good players, so I've been very fortunate to get to this position.
One of those good players, of course, a guy named Jack Hughes, who becomes the fastest Devil to reach 100 goals in his career, also a hat trick tonight. Just how did he set the tone of this game coming out and scoring? Really seemed like he picked up where he left off in overtime.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a lot about getting off to better starts in the first period and to get the early goal and for Jack to set the tone. It was important. Even, you know, the second goal was an important goal for us on the power play, just to get momentum back and then really to make sure that we won the game by putting the last one in the empty net. So a great night by the team. I thought we had a good effort from everybody.
Let's open up now to the rest of the media.
When you see Tyler Toffoli score to sort of regain that two-goal lead, how important was that moment in the game?
Real important. You know, I just talked about Jack's goal, you know, starting for momentum, and, you know, second goal again for momentum. Even Tyler's goal, just to answer theirs, wasn't a really important time for us. And, you know, they could have gained some momentum, and we grabbed it right back.
And just your thoughts on the way Jesper Bratt is playing right now?
He's really dynamic, you know, with cutbacks and his deception. You know, when him and Jack are together and they get some good matchups, they're a really tough unit to hold at bay. And I thought they made a lot of good plays. They fed off each other. And Jesper's game is really, he's at the top of his game.
Do you think that the way he skates, you mentioned his cutbacks, all that, is one of the most lethal things that an opponent has to guard against when he's on the ice?
Yeah, because, you know, he's got one of the best stutter step moves I've ever seen as a coach, where, you know, he can make it look like he's going inside, and if you don't give that some respect, you know, he goes outside. So it's almost one of those ones you're damned if you do and damned if you don't as a defenseman. And it's hard. I mean, it's a nightmare for a defenseman because, you know, you want to keep him out of the middle, and at the same time he's got this, you know, elusive move that takes him to the outside, and the fact that he accelerates so quickly, he gets around a lot of demon.
Dawson blocking that shot right at the end there. I mean, obviously that's a moment that you want from your team. It's a big moment there, but how is he doing? It looked like he struggled a bit to get off the ice.
Well, I'm sure his dad's proud of him. And, I think you look at those as big plays. Another, you know, just a big play. And, you know, hopefully he's not hurt. I mean, obviously it stung, but hopefully he gets through.
Coach, could you say anything on your netminder's performance? I'm assuming a split with the games tomorrow, but what did you see from Akira?
Yeah, you know, I thought he gave us a couple good saves. You know, maybe a little bit unfortunate on the second one. It got redirected high. So, tough game because there wasn't a lot of action in the first period. You know, but not a lot of action to really, you know, get into the game. So, you know, I thought he had to remain sharp.
Thank you very much, Coach.
You're welcome. Thanks, Coach.
Congrats again.